Welcome to the First Liberty Briefing. For First Liberty, I'm Jeremy Dice. After his very first game as a high school football coach in 2008, Joe Kennedy waited until the field was clear, then walked to the 50-yard line, took a knee, and prayed. After seeing the coach pray, some students asked him if they could join him. He said, well, it's a free country. And for the next 7 years, Coach Kennedy prayed at the 50-yard line, and no one ever complained. But in October of 2015, Bremerton High School informed Kennedy that he had to stop. They said if he engaged in any, quote, demonstrative religious activity readily observable to the attending public, unquote, he would be suspended. Coach Kennedy asked for a religious accommodation, but the school denied his request. After the next game, he walked to the 50, took a knee, and gave a completely private 30-second prayer. And for that silent prayer, he was fired. Bremerton High's actions defy the First Amendment and cases like the 1969 Supreme Court case of Tinker v. Des Moines, which states that neither students or teachers shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate. By punishing Coach Kennedy for his personal silent prayer, Bremerton High is sending a message to students that expressing their beliefs is something to keep out of sight. First Liberty Institute represents Coach Joe Kennedy because, despite what Bremerton High School may think, it's still legal to pray in public. For more and to learn how First Liberty is restoring religious freedom for all Americans, visit firstliberty.org.